Just this morning, Black Mirror dropped that announcement laying out the cast for season 7. Since then, fans have been dissecting it frame by frame. But since we're here, we just thought we'd bring out the creator of Black Mirror himself to give us the scoop. Please welcome creator and writer of Black Mirror, Charlie Brooker.
Hello, pardon me. I will join you. I will join you for a song.
Charlie, what an incredible cast you have lined up. What was it like for you to bring such a prestigious... what an unbelievable international cast right back to your home turf.
I know. Well, we lured them there for the food, predominantly. Food and the sunshine.
They are going wild over this.
As you can see...
Look at this. I mean...
We've got...
They're not even paying attention to us.
No. So we've got a good mix, as you can see. We've got a lot of internationally well-known people. We've got a lot of British stars in there as well, for people who complain that the show is sticking to its roots.
And you are from?
I am from Britain.
Yes, of
I am
course.
From
yes,
Britain.
Yes.
So as you can see, we've got a big mix of people. And you will also, fans of the show, will recognize the cast of a certain spaceship from one of our episodes. Reappearing. So it's a good mix of people. We've got a good mix of big international names and some up-and-comers.
Okay. I like the way you tease that. What can audiences expect from this season? Specifically, you know, the tone of the series has gone through a bit of an evolution over the years.
It has.
Where have we landed or evolved to in season 7?
We have evolved to a place where it's kind of OG Black Mirror this season. So it's all... It's all sci-fi, it's all techno-dystopia, that kind of... back to basics in a way. But, you can expect a mix of sort of genres and styles. We've got 6 episodes we've done this time. 2 of them are basically feature-length. Mm-hmm. We've got a mix of stuff, like I say. Some of them are deeply unpleasant, and some are quite funny, and some are emotional.
All right, well, speaking of emotional, deeply unpleasant...
Things...
Should we see what the fans are saying?
You said, those are your words, not mine.
Deeply pleasant, yeah. Yes. You hinted at something in what you just said. Fans are convinced that there's a Callister sequel. Did I hear something, some hint of that?
I can confirm, yeah. So you could see there the cut. It was Kristen Milioti and Jimmy Simpson and the rest of the crew of Billy Magnuson, rest of the crew of the USS Callister. We've done a sequel for the first time in Black Mirror history. Very excited about that. Very excited about that. Normally, I kill off all the characters at the end of an episode and kept some of them alive.
I find that deeply pleasant.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm growing as a human. I'm not really.
You're working through some things. Yes. Mm. One tweet simply says, "Me and my anxiety are looking forward to this. Are fans ready for this new season?"
I think we've got a good mix. I think your anxiety, that person's anxiety, will be... Sated? Can you sate anxiety? I think it will be certainly tickled. And we've got, like I say, we've got quite a lot of emotion going on in this season. So there's a real mix, but certainly there's some horrible moments.
Some people are choosing to disassociate as a result.
Disassociate while watching. Yeah.
Okay. Lots of fans are picking up on something about a barbed wire coffin. What can you say about this?
So if you go through the asset, as they call it, and you pause it, you'll see the names of lots and lots of people. You'll see the names of cast. You'll see the names of, like myself and a lot of the producers and directors and things like that. But you'll also see lines from throughout the episodes this season, some of which are obscene. Uh-huh. So that's a fun treat for you. So I'm not saying what's in the episodes, but there's 6 of them, and you might be able to pick up some clues.
Mm. All right. And last one. Charlie, what can you tell us about Greggs?
Greggs. Okay, so there's a mention of Greggs in there. This has been completely lost on this audience. Again, it's just to prove how British the show. Somebody down there. Shout out for Greg's.
All right. We got the British section over there. There we go.
No, there is a there's a reference to living above a Greg's in Wandsworth. Again, I slipped that in there in the list of things just to prove that we are very British this season, even though we've got this incredible international cast. We've got like Issa Rae, we've got like Awkwafina, we've got Tracy Ellis Ross,
Paul Giamatti,
we've got Paul Giamatti, like is Rashida Jones, we've got Chris O'Dea, we've got Peter Capaldi. I don't know if you saw that in there. Emma Corrin. So
there might be a Dame in there somewhere.
Oh, Dame Harriet Walter from Succession is in there as well. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So yeah, we've got an embarrassingly stacked cast, as they say.
I can't wait. We know you're hard at work, so thank you for coming here to Atlanta, taking the time to join us at Gig Week, and giving the fans some real time feedback on their commentary. Black Mirror is in production now and coming back to Netflix in 2025. Cool.